Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, The Lucy Ann Lance Show. A midsummer Italian festival is being planned by the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor and Paisano Restaurant. And joining us today is the newly installed president of Rotary, Joanne Pearson. And congratulations on your appointment. It is such a marvelous organization, a huge organization of so many great people who give back to our community. And we really salute the Rotary and the efforts it does for the community of Ann Arbor. And we thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Lucy Ann. I'm delighted to be on. And it really is an honor to lead this organization because, yeah, we do such great work in the community and worldwide for Rotary International. But, yes, thank you.
Give us an idea for people that aren't familiar with the Rotary Club, what its mission is, and a little bit about the background of the kinds of things that you choose to get involved in our community.
Yes. So our motto, the Rotary motto, is service above self. And so we are looking to help others who have various needs. One of our big focuses in the foci, I guess, in the community is helping kids succeed. And so we have people who, when the schools are in, are out tutoring students in reading and math. We do touch a truck, getting children to not only see vehicles and those kinds of things, but also access and connected with other community organizations. We've supported in funding about 21 organizations for everything from health and wellness to literacy to technology, helping with technology in the time of COVID here. So really giving back to the community for education, literacy, and then there are also a lot of projects worldwide as well. And we also work toward peace building. It's a really wonderful, wonderful organization.
And I know that focus on children is so very important, particularly in these trying times. And of course, in order to do all of this, you do events and projects, fundraise, and of course, the support of your membership of the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor, which is a huge, huge group. How many people in the local chapter here?
Right now, we at the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor meet when we meet in the union. Of course, we're not doing that right now, Michigan Union. We have about 270 people in our club, and then there are some other clubs in the area. There are Rotary clubs all around, like 52,000 around the world. But our club is about 270 strong.
How have you been keeping the club together and able to talk about the various things that you're going to be doing and are doing, given the fact that you cannot meet as you normally do?
Yes. So as soon as the governor shut us down in the state of Michigan, the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor started meeting via Zoom. And, you know, that has its challenges because one of the reasons we stay with Rotary is for the networking and the fellowship. And you develop such great friendships, of course, by meeting every week. So we are meeting on Zoom. People can access us through the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor website. And we meet at noon for fellowship, and then we have our business meeting, and then we have really great speakers every Wednesday. The speakers start a little bit before 1 o'clock. And so we have been doing those things, and we're just getting ready to start branching out and doing some more face-to-face, safe socializing. We have adopted a highway on I-94 between State and Packard, I think it is, and we'll be out there this fall doing cleanup. And of course, we have our Gallup Park Universal Accessible Playground. That was our 100-year anniversary, and we're getting ready to put some environmental signs out in Gallup Park. And so when those happen, we'll be gathering there to see those signs. So, you know, it is a little challenging, but literally we've been meeting every Wednesday.
Amazing. We're talking with Joanne Pearson. She is the president of the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor. Well, at the start, I mentioned you have a unique event coming up and you're doing it in a COVID-19 safe way, partnering with Paisano Restaurant, and you're presenting a Midsummer Italian Festival. It's coming up on Monday, August 17th. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so like most fundraisers, we had to cancel our annual golf and tennis outing, which we is our main fundraiser for the year in order for us to raise the money to do the good works that we do. And so we are doing instead this year this Italian night on, as you said, Monday, August 17. And we're going to begin with a social hour at 6 p.m. and then at 7 p.m., Mike Roddy, Paisano owner, and then his former wine director, Chad Thomas, will be giving a talk. And people can register. They can go to our Rotary Club of Ann Arbor website, register for the talk, and then add a meal. Paisano's has four choices for meals. You can get a bottle of wine or two, invite family and friends for some safe distancing, and then we'll also be auctioning off a magnum of a really nice wine. And people can then, you know, log on and listen to this great talk from Mike Roddy and Chad Thomas and eat some great food and have some wine.
You can go online to the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor website, which is a2rotary.org. That's A, the number 2, Rotary, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org, and get your tickets that way. And again, this is a virtual event, so from the comfort of your home, you can enjoy all of this. The event then, so you get these tickets. How do you get the food? How does that work with this?
Yes, so you choose your meals and the wine, and then you choose a pickup time, and then you will go to Paisano's and pick up your food and then bring it back home and enjoy it there, and then hear the talk, listen
to the talk. All right, and then you can watch the event, and the experts will talk about food and wine as well. And again, the money going to help out with the various programs through the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor. Have you designated anything in particular for this event that you'll be using the funds for?
No. So we have a community allocations committee that will review grants. We'll be asking for grants in about winter. And as I said, last year we gave about 21 organizations, local organizations, grants. And we also raised money for pandemic relief separately. So the organizations wrote their grants to help with the needs based on COVID-19.
Well, you know, it's been a struggle for everyone. We're all in this together, as they say, but it is remarkable how all of us have been able to figure out ways to keep engaged in our community. And a great example are our wonderful nonprofits like the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor. So we really salute you, particularly because you're helping the most vulnerable out there. When I think about what you did over at Gallup Park with the playground and making that accessible to all, it made a big difference for youngsters with disabilities and just those kinds of projects that you do. And even worldwide, helping out children on the other side of the world. We have to help out our children. They're the most important. They are our legacy, and they need to get a good start, and they deserve a good start. And I think there are many kids out there, Joanne, that couldn't without the efforts of the great souls in these nonprofits like Rotary.
Yes, yes. We are particularly proud of our Gallup Park playground. It's just wonderful. I walk at Gallup, and when COVID isn't happening, all of the activity going on there, and then the environmental signs that I mentioned, those are also going to be accessible. We worked with a company and had that in mind to keep with our whole theme of, you know, accessibility for all. And then, like I said, we give a lot of help to organizations working with literacy, organizations working with health, et cetera, in the community. We're really committed. And one of our themes is helping kids succeed. I mean, we're very committed to this.
Joanne, tell everyone a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Rotary.
Well, I have a local business here in town, the Literacy, Language, and Learning Institute, but I got in Rotary because I'm also a fitness instructor at the Mary Lou Murray Rec Center. And my friend Agnes Redding thought Rotary would be a good match for me. And I went to a meeting, and I was really taken by, one, the fun they were having. We're a singing club, so we sing every week, and that may change, right? But really what moved me the most was that there were some elders there. They're no longer with us. And Elaine and Phil Alexander, and they had been on a trip I don't even remember where. India, I don't remember where they had been, but they had been doing good work. And that really moves me. And then the other thing about Rotary is we are one of the organizations, along with the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization, that has been working with boots on the ground and raising money both to end polio in our lifetime. And we are very close, very close. And so these kind of large efforts really large and small. So what we do here in the Ann Arbor community, what we do in the greater community, and then what we have done in the world. And Rotary is also a peace-building organization, and which, as you know, Luciana, is very, very important now. And that is another one of my initiatives this year, is in social justice. So we are working on many different levels. And for people out there, I think it's you can find something that you can gravitate towards. So we welcome people to hop onto our meetings. They can contact us through our website. And there's something for everyone, I think, in Rotary.
Well, maybe they want to start with this delicious Italian dinner coming up, along with the virtual talk and auction that will be on Zoom with the food and wine pickup from Paisanos on Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. $50 per attendee for the talk, $50 for each meal, and bottles of wine are available for $30, $40, and $50 as well. And proceeds going to help out the great work that the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor does. Go to a2rotary.org and get all the information. The big event's coming up this Monday, August 17th. Again, a2rotary.org. And you can help support their community programs by participating and find out more about Rotary and maybe even become a member. They are dedicated to helping kids succeed, among many other initiatives. Joanne Pearson, pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on your presidency. And we look forward to having you on again and following the Rotary in this very challenging year. We appreciate the work you guys do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lucianne, and all for all your good work, too, helping us get the word out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.